Okay.
And then there's also.
All right, we're up to Shir HaShirim Perek Hey Posuk Beis, a very interesting saga. Ani Yesheno V'Libi Er. I'm sleeping, but my heart is awake. Kol Doidi Doifek. The sound of my beloved is banging on the door. And what is he saying? Pischili, open up for me. Achoisi, my sister. Rayosi, my friend, my beloved. Yonosi, my dove. Samosi, that's from the lotion of Tom, perfection, my perfect one. Shereishi nimloto, my heart is full of the dew of the night. I don't know if it's night, it doesn't say night. Well, I guess she's sleeping, so maybe it's nighttime. I don't know. I guess that's why I assumed it's nighttime. Shereish nim lotol, it's full of dew. I guess no, dew is only at night also. That's right, yeah. What does it say? Kivutsoisai resisei loila. My side on the ktsois, my sideburns, I guess, are dripping with the rain of the night. So the poor guy is all wet, okay? It's raining, the dew, it's all wet, and he's coming banging on the door. And of course, we know our answer. Very, very cruel answer. I've removed my robe. How can I put it on? I wash my feet. How can I dirty them by walking on, I guess, the dirty floors? They didn't have plush carpets over there in those days. Okay, so Ani Yesheno V'Libi Er. So I don't know why it's totally irrelevant, but I just like to totally irrelevant. I mean, so totally irrelevant that it really is irrelevant. But I just love that thing when they criticized. They sort of made fun of the Panovich Rav when he said he's going to rebuild the whole city of Torah here on this mountain in Bnei Brak. And they, you know, after the war, lost everything. So they laughed. They said, you're dreaming. So he says, I may be dreaming, but I'm not sleeping. You know. Anyway, but she's sleeping, but her heart is awake. So I guess that's a little bit different. And he's banging. Let's see Rashi. Ani yesheno kishayisi shleva ushketa bebayis rishain. When I was confident and calm in the bayis rishain, me ashti me avad hakodesh baruch hu kishayno v'nirdemes. Says, when I was confident and calm in the first base hamikdash, I was miyuish. I was miyayish. I despaired from serving Hashem, just as one who sleeps, falls into a deep slumber. So what does that mean? When I guess that's very interesting. I guess that's very interesting. In other words, I had the Beis Hamikdosh, and I had and everything was calm and quiet and so forth, and I gave up of serving Hashem. What could that possibly mean? I guess what that means is, I guess that's what it means. You take it for granted. Take for granted. Well, we have to base a mikdosh. Listen to Mokum Asher Asa Shechino. Koyhanim every day do the avoido. Levim do the shiro. Not shayech. This is it. We got it all. And when we got it all, but it seems, see, in Rashi, there's another Rashi later on. It says that in the Bayis Rishon, Hashem showed us a chibo yesera ad shema altembi. That the Chibo Yesera, maybe it's the same idea. In other words, we had so much, we were so comfortable with his love. We had this Chibo Yesera that it just leads to rebellion. But here it leads to something else. This is now, I don't know whether this comes first or this is alternative or this is parallel, but here it says it leads to Yush. I'm Miyayish from serving Hashem. We Miyayish from serving Hashem. You're serving Hashem. You have the greatest, you have the highest, you have everything. We need a little bit of agitation. Everybody needs a little bit of tension. Everybody needs a little bit of something. Something's going on. It's too good. It's too easy. It's too smooth. It's too. And we actually, mamish, we give up. There's nothing to serve. I just can't tighten up. How does that work? No, ashti. What is that? No ashti milava. Shketo, that's what. Shketo, shalva, shleva v'shketo, it brings to Yush me'avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the Beis HaMikdash, which is the mokum of the Avodah, which is the mokum, the Shechina is with me. Maybe that's it. You take it for granted. If you take it for granted, then
you, what?
Well, no, one must lead to that. I had everything. Shketo v'shalva.
It's not Yush. What? It's not Yush. That's sort of like.
Then I say, if you take for granted, I can't serve Hashem like this. There's no push. There's no. It's too. I don't know. I don't know what to say. What do you say, Shragi?
I'm not sure.
What?
I'm not sure.
Wow.
It's happened before.
It happens.
Let's see. Actually, it's a funny word.
Yeah, well, it wasn't meant as a joke, though. Let's read Vaita. Let's at least read the other Rashis. Maybe there'll be some hint. Kishem, V'libi Air, my heart is awake. Zeha Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kach nidrash b'psikto. Libi yar kodesh baruch hu shahu tzur levovi v'chelki. He's the rock of my heart and my chelek. Er l'shomreini lehitivli. He is awake to guard me, protect me, and to do good for me.
Even when I'm there, that's cool. That's even though we're Yeshena.
But we're Yeshena, we're Noah.
From the good he's giving us. Mm-hmm.
What's called good Yudhafik? Let's read that. Mashra Shchinosu al Hanavim, Umazir al Yedeim, Hashkim v'Sholoach. He's Mashra Shchinosu al Hanavim, okay, and through them he warns us, I guess, get up early and get moving. Oh, so what? I'm sleeping. Why am I sleeping? You know, Ashti. It's everything is calm. I just take it. It's too easy. So I give it up. I can't see it. Kodesh Baruch Hu is protecting me. And pischi li al tig remi li she'es talik me'olecha. Don't cause me that I should have to leave you. Shereishin im lotoloshen odum shabo balayla doifik al pesach ahuvosi oimer kein b'shvil chibosi chbosi balayla be'es hatalo hageshem. Don't cause me to leave. He says, "I'm coming." In other words, means that, like, I'm coming to do with the night because I love you so much. I came because I love you. So he says, "He say loyal." That's also so. So again, what's going on over here? Klal Yisrael says, "I'm sleeping, and I've given up hope to serve Hashem because everything is so calm and good." My Libi Er Ze HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and what does he do? He's Tzur Levovi, he's protecting me, and he sends a message. Kol Doidi Doifek. He sends a message, wake up. Don't cause my Shechina to leave you, because I love you so much. That seems to be the upshot of the Pasuk according to Rashi, right? So what does that mean? What does that mean? I've given up, and he sent, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects me, despite the fact that I've given up, he's still there protecting me, Tzur Levovi, and...
He does it from a funny way. He does it from the point of view that you'll mess him over.
Who over?
Hashem.
Why?
He's saying, because don't do it because I love you so much.
No, I don't think that's why. He says, no, I guess loving so much is going to be the message of, is a motivation. Maybe you're right. Al tig b'lisha stalish me'olai
shemai shechina. Hashem.
What?
Hashem. Hashem saying for his sake. Al tig b'lisha is
al tig b'lisha. No, that's a tig b'lisha. They're forcing me to do it.
And it could be, it makes a lot of sense from this point of view, because they already had Shalva v'Sheka. They already had, were having, leading a very good life, so that obviously wasn't saying.
So therefore?
You can't tell you that, no, I want it to be good for you, and therefore that wasn't working for them. They were being Yayish anyways. He's doing it from his point, he's doing it for me.
That's what it means. Baruch Hu is Shomreini. And he warns them, he says, get up early, do your thing. Peacefully, al tigmar elisha stalik shchinosi. Odom shabob alayim doifar al pisach ahuvas oyom al kibishvi al chibos chibosech, because I love you. Wow. So you think that means because he's saying do it. In other words, if your sake you've given up, so do it for my sake. That's what you think this means. You've given up for your sake.
No, sorry.
I don't think I have any indication. What? What'd you say? What?
The Rashi Shurosh Nimatal.
Mishvil Shibosech.
Oops.
Bossy Balayla. I love you. Just telling him how much. It doesn't say what.
But that my love, Chibasech is.
I love you.
Which way is that? What does that mean?
Wow. Now, how would you... Oh, this is getting too complicated. How would you put that together with the other Rashi? This is going to take more time. The other Rashi says that... that's like a Perek A, I think. I'm not sure exactly. Oh, not this is Perek A, so
it's in Vav.
That's in Vav. So Rashi says that in the first Beis Hamikdash you had all the Oron, the Kapiris, and all those things, and it caused me a chibo yesera ad shema altembi. So what is? Is this before the Chibi Yaseira? Is this part of the Chibi Yaseira? Is this the Chibi Yaseira? What's going on over here? In other words, I love you. So maybe that's Chibi Yaseira. Maybe that's you and me, Ayish. Yeah. Maybe let's try this. But I'm afraid it's a little bit made up. This is makeup time. Yeah. So you were me, Ayish. Things were very good. Okay. There was not enough stimulation to serve Hashem. You know, I mean, we know for sure that when Klal Yisrael had difficult times, they connected more. The level of Dveikus Hashem was elevated because of the need, right? That one of the problems here today is things are too easy, things are too good. So, but why Yish? Maybe Yish. So why is it Yish? That's a little bit of a question, but let's leave that. But Lamaise, it affects, the Shaket V'Shalva affects the commitment to Hashem, because when things are easy, we take it for granted, and we're not enough for Hechlich to get moving. And maybe so much so that we can't even imagine doing it. Maybe it goes so far that it's taken so for granted, I can't even imagine. I don't know. We'll have to leave that. We'll have to revisit. Okay, but maybe the pshat isn't like this. So then Hashem countered that and said, "Pischi Achus, I love you." Despite the fact that you're miyayish milavadis Hashem. So maybe that, since they were miyayish milavadis Hashem, which l'chora means it affected their avadis Hashem, so maybe that was the chibo yaseira. So maybe mitzarech, or he had to show them love, extra love, because they were giving up, because things were too good. So he expressed his extra love. He says, shereishi nimlotol, akam machmas chibosech, And that maybe was the Chibi Yaseira that caused just the opposite effect. Until now, they were just Miyayish Milavanis Hashem. That Chibi Yaseira caused them to. Can't win. Can't win. I don't like that. It just sounds like you can't win. Things are good. No, I'm not going to do. Oh, you're not going to do? I'm going to show you love. Love should motivate. No, love overwhelmed. I don't know how you put those two Rashis together. I don't know. I don't know. Okay. Now let's leave that in the bands. We'll have to revisit this. This one is we'll revisit it next time. But look what it says over here. It says Vahadugma. And what do you mean Vahadugma? You just told me. Oh, so this is another, it's interesting. Normally the Dugma is the storyline is talking about the Chosen and Kala, and the Dugma is the Klal Yisrael. Over here, he said the pshat about the Chosen and Kala, and our dugma to out of the range of the physical things he was talking about. Look what he says: Shereishinim lo tol shani mole rotzoin v'nachas ruach Avram Avicha sheorvu olai masav ketal v'hinani bo elaych toun brochis v'shilum schar masim tevim im toshuv elay. So here, the pshat is Hakadosh Baruch Hu is coming and saying that he says. I love you. I have nachas ruach from Avram Avinu, or what his actions were pleasant to me as the dew of the night, the morning. And I'm coming to you with all kinds of brochos and paying schar of the maisim tovim if you'll do tshuva. Come back to me. So that's what the Klal Yisrael is saying. Roishinim lo tol kabak kvutzais rasisei loyla af bi yodei harbe kvutzas minei puronius li porabe oizvei umimenaatzai tal hu lo shenachas. What? He says, I also have many types of punishment I can give you. So I guess tal is lo shenachas rasisei loyla is gishmei laylo Shehein Teirach Vayefus, Rasisei Targum Revivim. I guess the Rasisei Laila are difficult things.
I don't know, but in the Mashal he was saying about his hair being wet.
He was saying by?
He was talking with Kvitis. Kvitos had Rasisei Laila, what he's saying is his hair is wet.
About how much he loves them.
Well, not whether or not how much he loves them or not, but that's a self-inflicted thing.
No, I came in the wet of the night. I came in the rain
in the
towel.
What? That's not a threat to the kala in this situation.
I don't know. I have reward and I have punishment for you, and therefore what? Lufisha ochas hamikro b'loshen talo motor ochas b'loshen roishu tzobris. Okay. Yes, Rashi say loyal shneim. Oh, there's one pshat is that the tal is I have good things to give you, and the Rashi say laila is that I have punishment if you don't behave. The other one is that shneim letoivo schar mitzvus kalois hanuch ha noichos lehosis ketal uschar mitzvus chamurois hakoshes ketorach Rashi say laila. So that refers to schar for different levels of mitzvahs, and I have good to give you. So either way, Hashem is coming, and what is he saying? He's coming and saying, do tshuva. Basically, this is it. Hashem is coming and saying, I have mitzvahs, and I have reward and punishment, I have schus ovis, and I'm asking you to do tshuva. So what about the first part of the pasuk? What's the dugma? Ani yeshena, maybe that the pshat is, I'm nourish me doing. And leave the air. HaKadosh Baruch Hu still loves me, and he's coming and saying, that's right, he's coming and saying, do tshuva, I have reward to give you, and I have punishment to give you. I don't know, I think we'll have to revisit it next time. It sounds like, that's what it sounds like, Klal Yisrael reached a level where because everything was good and quiet, they took everything for granted. And then to such an extent that, I guess if there's no passion, if there's, that's the point. If there's no hechruch, if there's no pressure, if there's no need, everything is fine. So it brings yush. Yush milavidus Hashem. Because there's nothing pushing me. There's nothing, How can I? In other words, to serve Hashem is very difficult.
Yish meaning a lack of motivation.
What?
Yish not meaning yish, I give out. Yish meaning a lack of motivation.
Well, no, I'm a mailer. No, I would say the lack of motivation causes yish. Without motivation, I can't do
sort
it.
Sort of like Mimela. There's no motivation. Right?
Yeah, but without motivation, I can't do it. We're not pre-programmed to serve Hashem. With the neshama, which would love nothing more than connect to Hashem, is put inside a goof. That is like the Goyim's marshal is that a human being is like a horse and a rider. The goof is like the horse. The horse pulls in all directions. It has a temptation here, a temptation there, it wants this, it wants that, it wants to run free, it wants to meet up with some other horses, it wants to eat, it wants to drink, it wants to, you know. And the rider's on top, and he's supposed to, with his, direction and this, control the horse. That's the same thing. The human being has a body. The body's like a horse, you know, pulling in all directions, the typhus of raging. And the rider is supposed to, you know, he knows where he wants to go. He takes out his ways, he gets the proper direction, and then he has to make that horse go in that direction. So I guess when things... What? Yeah, that's it. Or even the Shulchan Aruch. So I guess what happens is that when a person is, things are too calm, sheket v'shalva in the Bayis Rishon, he says, so things were calm, there were no opposition, there were no threats, everything was beautiful. In such a matzah, when everything is nice, I sort of take things for granted. There's no push, you know, and therefore it becomes even a yush milavad es Hashem. It can't happen. I can't see it happening. What does Hashem do? Hashem comes in the first thing before the Dugma. He says, "I love you." I come in the middle of the night. I come in the dew of the night. And then in the Dugma, he interprets that to mean either I come to offer you schus avos, so that should say, "Hey, there is hope." You know, you have so much coming for you, so much reward you can get if you follow the ways of the avos. You have all the schus avos to help you. Or maybe better yet. When there's Yush, Rashi said there's Yush. It came to Yush. You can't deny that. So he says like this, listen, don't be Meyayish. You know, you have so much Schusovus. Schusovus maybe is inspiring. You know, I have Schusim working for me. What?
Yush didn't stem from a lack of.
So that's the question. If there is Yush, do you have to resolve it from the same thing that it stems from? Maybe there's an outside resolution. Sometimes you have that. In other words, I'm the Jewish. I didn't have the pressure, so I gave up.
It didn't stem from not being worthy. They weren't worthy. They didn't think they weren't worthy.
Let me do a very simple thing. I know in my dealing, I deal with some people, okay? And with certain people, I can see myself. No, I can't because I don't give up. But anyway, I can see myself giving up on them. And then I think who their great-grandfather was. It's not going to happen. This guy, he'll be all right. There's a certain thing.
What?
הסבא מסר את נפשו, מגיע לבנים של הסבא ולנינים של הסבא,
נכדים ולנינים. אין בין אדם לבין אדם, היחס הוא אותו יחס, לא משנה מה. היחס שלי אליו הוא אותו יחס שלי כלפיו, לא משנה אם סבא שלו היה ככה, סבא שלו היה ככה. בעיני הקדוש ברוך הוא, אולי.
לא, לא.
אולי.
גם בעיניי. מי שבא להגיד לי שהוא נכד או נין של החפץ חיים? זה לא שייך. זה ידיד נפשי. לא שייך. מי שנין ונכד לסבא מסלבודקה? זה לא שייך. זה לא... מי שנין ונכד לרב דבל זה פייספוס? לא שייך. I don't know, there is such a thing. So maybe that's what he's saying. He says, listen guys, you guys are Meyuish. Don't be Meyayish. You have Schus Ovis, you have Schus of Avraham Avinu. You don't need the Rebbe, you don't need the Rav, you don't need the Chofetz Chaim, you got Avraham Avinu. And I have this Schus Ovis to pay you, that should take you out of your doldrums, take you out of your sleep, take you out of your Yish. We'll have to go over this next time because it's complicated, but it's important.